For WEKU News, I'm Charles Compton. If you were to plot out all the Christmas shows, musicals, choral events on a bell curve, you would find that it peaks this weekend in Central Kentucky. Along with me to talk about these events is Rich Copley. He's an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader newspaper. Rich, let's go ahead and get started. We got a couple one-person plays going on, holiday-related and cynical, too.
A little bit cynical, yeah. Both of these shows kind of play on the idea of having, let's say, a realistic view of Christmas and what it can sometimes be for some people. Talking to the actors that are involved in them, they said, you know, it's so much of Christmas theater and music and drama is very, you know, sweetness and light and magic and all that. And they're like, but, you know, some people go through different things. And so we've got two plays here, the Santaland Diaries and the 12 Dates of Christmas that kind of take those viewpoints. Santaland Diaries is probably very familiar to people who are into theater around here or people who listen to NPR. It's David Sedaris' show about his experience being an elf in the Macy's Christmas village or display, whatever they call it. We don't live in New York, so I'm not intimately familiar with the name, but in sort of how that alters his view of Christmas and people in general. The 12 Dates of Christmas also kind of originates at Macy's in a way. A woman thinks she's found the love of her life, and when she turns on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, she sees her boyfriend kissing another girl on national television, and all her friends see it, and it's kind of a humiliating way to start the holiday season, and it kind of follows her journey then through the next year trying to find Mr. Right when she thinks that she's lost him. So kind of very funny. I mean, we say cynical, but also there's a lot of humor in these journeys.
And both these journeys take place, so to say, at the downtown Arts Center stage over the next couple weekends.
Right, and it's an interesting partnership between two theater companies, Actors Guild of Lexington and Project C. Project C was looking at doing 12 dates, and they thought it would be really good if they could pair it up with another show and put it in rotating repertory, and so they contacted Actors Guild, which, as we said, has done Santaland Diaries before, and said, you want to do that again, and they were up for it. So these shows will be kind of rotating through the next two weekends.
And there are some choral events, too. For example, the Lexington Philharmonic has its big family show this weekend.
They do. They're doing it on Friday night and then again on Sunday afternoon. It's called Candy Cane Takes a Global Sleigh Ride. So they're trying to touch on music of the world at the holiday season in their show. And then the latest addition to sort of the holiday choral repertoire here is the UK Opera Theatre's annual production at Victorian Square, where they have singers all around that sort of center area of Victorian Square singing, and it's just, you know, a huge holiday sing-along, which is what everybody really seems to love to do at the holidays.
Rich Copley, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Rich Copley is an arts and culture reporter for the Lexington Herald Leader. There's more information about this weekend's events at the WEKU website. Just go to weku.fm and look for the events calendar. Also, information's available in the Friday edition of the Lexington Herald Leader. Just go to the Weekender section. For WEKU, I'm Charles Compton.